AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The death toll from the weekend earthquake and aftershocks in Nepal keeps rising, soaring past 3,700. Well over 1,000 of the victims were in Kathmandu, the capital. Reports received so far by the government and aid groups suggest that many communities perched on mountainsides are devastated or struggling to cope. More from AP correspondent Tim Sullivan.
We have been in touch with district officials from that part of Nepal, and they're afraid that there are many thousands of people that could be dead out there, and they just don't even know, because these are places that without roads, often just walking trails between villages, and the situation just remains a complete question mark. And we think, though, that information will start to come out of that part of Nepal today.
Aid has started pouring in from more than a dozen countries. A severe storm system swept across northern Texas on Sunday. Storm Prediction Center's Bryn Kerr on what that storm brought.
Very large hail, some in excess of 4 inches in diameter, and then we've had a number of tornado reports.
Twisters reported in locations across Johnson and Hill counties. Thousands, including an aide to President Obama, are expected at today's funeral for Freddie Gray, who died after sustaining serious spinal injuries in the custody of Baltimore police. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake says violence that stemmed from a protest Saturday won't be tolerated.
I have and I will continue to support the vast majority of the demonstrators who are exercising their right to peaceful protest. But we cannot and will not let a minority of incendiary individuals exploit the honorable intentions of those trying to exercise their rights.
Opening statements are on tap today in Colorado in the trial of James Holmes, the man who killed 12 people and wounded 70 more at a Batman movie premiere in 2012. This is AP Radio News. Japanese Prime Minister Abe is visiting the U.S. and will make history while he's here.
Abe is scheduled to speak at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government on Monday. He will then travel to Washington for talks with President Obama. On Wednesday, Abe will become the first Japanese leader to address a joint session of Congress.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson. General Hospital and The Young and the Restless were the top winners Sunday at the Daytime Emmy Awards, 3 trophies each. YNR shared the Best Drama Series Award with Days of Our Lives. Jeopardy won Best Game Show. The Ellen DeGeneres Show won for Entertainment Talk Show. Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan took the Emmy for Entertainment Talk Show Hosts. For the fourth straight week, Furious 7 is tops at the box office, earning another $18 million.
You know we're crazy, right?
Three.
It's become only the third film ever to make $1 billion internationally. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.